is a narrative of triumph that should inspire us all. Furthermore, your dedication to territorial defense operations has positioned NOLCOM as a formidable shield against external threats. In fact, NOLCOM is our frontliner here in the Northern Hemisphere. And as we saw a while ago, in their shift to territorial defense, they have gone a long, long way already. But let me give you this challenge, this further challenge. Do not be content with securing just the Northern Hemisphere up to Mabulis Island. Start planning for actions in case there is an invasion of Taiwan. Okay? So extend natin yung sphere of operations natin. Because if something happens to Taiwan, inevitably we will be involved. There are 250,000 OFWs working in Taiwan, and we will have to rescue them. And it will be the task of Northern Luzon Command to be at the front line of that operation. The rigorous military exercises and readiness assessments you undertake not only affirm our capabilities, but also strengthen our resolve. In a matter of days, we will be starting our Balikatan exercise. Now, this is the 40th iteration of the Balikatan exercise. And most of the exercises will be conducted here in the area, the joint operational area of NOLCOM. Kasi kanina dun sa speech ni NOLCOM Commander Jowa, he was referring to Jowa. Sabi nung mga mas bata dito, oh, Jowa daw, oh, Jowa. No? Kasi ang ibig sabihin ng Jowa para sa mga mas bata is asawa, di ba? Jowa or girlfriend or boyfriend, Jowa. No? But under your joint operation area of operations or joint operational area, most of the activities of Balikatan will be held here. And then again, our COC, no, will be utilized to ensure that we have a common operational picture while we are conducting our full battle test. So ito pong iteration natin ng Balikatan exercise is now the full battle test. No? Full battle test. We are now testing all of the plans, all of the doctrines, all of the procedures that we have developed in the past years. And this year, we are going to test them. You know? It's very important that we prepare for any eventuality. Last Friday, the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Secretary Pete Hegseth, was here in our country. And during his visit, he emphasized the continued commitment of the United States to the Philippines. And most of the support will be coming to this area, no? To the area of Northern Luzon Command and in the Western Command. Of course, because these are the areas where we perceive the possibility of an attack. No? I do not want to sound alarmist, but we have to prepare. In the speech of Secretary Hegseth, he said that their objective is to attain peace through strength. Peace through strength. But how do you achieve strength? Strength is achieved by preparing for war. And so we are following that line, ladies and gentlemen. We achieve peace through strength, and we achieve strength by preparing for war. Personally, when I took over as the Chief of Staff of the AFP, my advocacy, and I have been espousing this time and again, is that as members of the Armed Forces of the Philippines, we should have that mentality that we are already at war. We have been in conflict for several decades with our own people. the members of the New People's Army, members of the local terrorist groups. Noong Marawi siege, medyo nasingitan tayo. May mga sumama ng mga foreign terrorists. But basically, we were fighting with our own people. But the next conflict, big conflict, that we will be experiencing will not be against our own people. So we have to prepare for that. And when I talk about warfare, we are already at war. I am not referring to the kinetic warfare that we see between Ukraine and Russia, or between Israel and Hamas. But we are experiencing already cyber warfare, information warfare, cognitive warfare, political warfare. No? So, sinisingitan na tayo. The communist China is already conducting united front works in our country. No? So, dapat aware tayo. Tayo mga sundalo, aware tayo. No? Hindi po kathang isip yun na pinapasukan na nila, they're already infiltrating our institutions, our schools, our businesses, our churches, even our ranks in the military. No? So, kailangan nating magmatsyag. So, in a world where the security landscape is perpetually changing, your strategic foresight ensures that we are always one step ahead. So, napaka-importante yun. And also, let us not forget your exceptional work in humanitarian assistance and disaster response. Napakaraming mga dumaan na mga bagyo dito sa area ninyo last year. Sunod-sunod yung mga bagyo na yun. But we were able to address the needs of our countrymen. No? Nakayanan po natin. And during those operations, we also had the help of other countries who came to the Philippines to provide not just strategic airlift transportation, airlift capability, but also relief goods. And let me emphasize that yung mga EDCA sites natin, marami tayong EDCA sites dito sa area ng Northern Luzon, these are used primarily for HADR. No? Yun po yung original na gamit nung EDCA sites natin. Dahil dito natin i-preposition yung mga relief goods. And not just the relief goods, but even the equipment that we are going to use for HADR. Your collaboration with local governments, NGOs, and international allies has made a profound impact on the lives of countless Filipinos. You exemplify the very essence of Bayanihan, demonstrating that in unity we are stronger and in service we find our true purpose. To the courageous personnel of NOLCOM, led by the dynamic Commander Lieutenant General Fernil G. Buka, I applaud your unwavering dedication and high-level performance. Palakpakan po muli natin sila.